USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former special counsel Robert Mueller wrapped up testimony before two House committees on Wednesday. President Trump reacts to the hearings.
The Democrats lost so big today. Their party is in shambles right now. They've got the squad leading their party. They are a mess. Where even you take a look at Scribe and you take a look at so many of the people that were the most outspoken, and they say this was a devastating day for the Democrats.
The FTC is slapping Facebook with a record $5 billion fine over the company's privacy policy. FTC Chairman Joe Simons also says there's more to this than just fines.
The order imposes significant structural reforms on how Facebook does business, including greater corporate accountability, more rigorous compliance monitoring, and increased transparency.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
With more on our top story, former special counsel Robert Mueller wrapped up his testimony in front of a House Intelligence Committee earlier today regarding findings in the Russia investigation. Committee Chairman Adam Schiff of California closed by thanking Mueller for his service.
But one thing is clear from your report, your testimony, from Director Ray's statements yesterday, the Russians massively intervened in 2016, and they are prepared to do so again in voting that is set to begin a mere 8 months from now.
The New York Archdiocese settles a sexual assault case in the Bronx. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Archdiocese of New York is agreeing to a settlement in a case involving two sisters from the Bronx who say they were sexually abused by a well-known priest. The two say the late Monsignor Charles McDonough began molesting them when they were seven in the early 1970s.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With the increasing threat of cyber attacks on our national security and even blackouts in some U.S. cities, many people are wondering what they need to do to be prepared. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with Richard Clark. He's one of the world's leading experts on security, cybersecurity, and terrorism, and he shares some tips on what you can do to prepare yourself should a cyber attack happen.
I would think about it as a hurricane. A really bad hurricane, like what happened to Puerto Rico, can knock out the power for a long period of time. And so you want to think about, what would I do if I didn't have power? We all live on our credit cards. But if there's no power, no one can use a credit card. And you can't get money out of the ATMs. So, yeah, you might want to have some cash stashed away to get through a period like that. But from day to day, your password is probably your weakest vulnerability. You use the same password over and over again on all of your accounts. If any one of them is compromised, then that hacker has all of your passwords and probably can get into your bank account. That could create a lot of difficulty for you, even if the bank made you whole. So get a password manager application that will generate a different password for every account, a long, complicated one, and that you don't have to remember because the application will log you in with that password.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.